This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وَنُيَسِّرُكَ لِلْيُسْرَى. And we're going to make sure we will facilitate your path for you. نُيَسِّرُكَ. We will facilitate for you because of the ultimate ease. It's a difficult translation, but I have to take this piece by piece. First of all, the Prophet is being told, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the idea of taysir. Allah will make things easy for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He will make reading, recitation, and memorization of Quran easy for him. He will make his mission easy for him. He'll facilitate the strength he needs to withstand what's coming before him. The irony of this word is important to capture. Quran should not be studied without being conscious of seerah. As the seerah progresses, things don't get easier. Things get harder. Things actually get harder. And Allah's promise in this ayah is, as things are going to progress in the Prophet's life, I will make sure things get easier. Now, I'll give you a silly analogy to help you understand this point. You know, when somebody just first starts going to the gym or working out or something, and they're trying to lift just the barbell, the 45-pound bar, and they're like, ugh! That's hard. But as they start working out a little more, the weights are increasing, but the work itself is getting what? It's actually getting easier. The task is actually getting heavier, but one's ability has been endowed so much that the heavier task is now actually easier. And so what Allah is telling His Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, is He's going to give you strength on top of strength on top of strength. And though the challenges are going to rise, your ability to meet those challenges is also going to rise. He's going to make this easier for you. Not the situation will become easy. Because we know if you study the seerah, the situation didn't become easy. And this idea is so powerful for all of us. Allah does not make your situation easy. Allah makes you strong enough that you can handle it easily. Those are two different things. Allah won't get rid of the earthquake or the storm or the heat. He'll just give you the strength to deal with it. You understand? That's why our du'as are things like, أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا. These du'as that we make to Allah about firming our hearts, firming our feet, giving us patience, giving us strength, أوزعني, endow me, empower me. All these prayers are for what? Not to change your reality, not to change your circumstance, but actually, and if you are going to get me out of this place, get me out of this mess, رَبِّ أَخْرِجْنِي مُخْرَجَ صِدْقٍ. Get me out of here in a right way, in a truthful way, you know. But more importantly, وَجْعَلْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ Sultan al-Nasira, give me a clear aiding power, ability to deal with this. That's what we ask Allah. This is Nuyassiruka. We're going to make things easy for you is actually suggesting we're going to empower you. We're going to make you stronger and stronger and stronger as the tidal waves get heavier and heavier. Now, Lil Yusra. This is the two phrase ayah, but it's so heavy. Lil Yusra is for the sake, Lam al-Ajl, for the sake of the ultimate ease. Al-Yusra is the superlative form of ease, the easiest, okay? And in the Arabic language, you can say the word easiest in two ways. You can say Al-Aysar and you can say Al-Yusra. The masculine form is Al-Aysar and the feminine form is Al-Yusra, like Akbar and Al-Kubra and Al-Ahsan and Al-Husna, like that, right? So Al-Aysar and Al-Yusra. Now, here he uses Lil-Yusra, the feminine form, which, you know, it's an adjective, the easiest. But the question arises, the easiest what? That's the first thing. What is the easiest referring to? Allah didn't say he'll lead you to the easiest mission or the easiest law or the easiest whatever. So the fuqaha or the mufassirun even started kind of extrapolating what could the easiest mean. And some said it's the sharia, the law of Allah. Like he'll ease you to the easiest possible law. I would argue here a couple of things. I would argue first and foremost, Allah will lead you to what is the easiest for all of humanity. All the roads human beings are going to choose after your coming will lead to some kind of hardship on themselves. And the easiest road for themselves in this life and the next is the one that I'm giving you. So you're going to have to go through struggles, so humanity has the ultimate ease. So they have ease. That's lil yusra. Like you know Allah says, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمْ الْعُسْرَ. Right? Allah wants ease for you. He doesn't want difficulty for you. And here he's telling the Prophet, he's going to make this easy for you so that for the purpose of the ultimate ease, not just for you, but for everybody. Then the word yusra, the feminine form, which has been used, can be used for plural things. It's not just used for singular. Meaning ease in all matters. I would even argue the greatest ease of all the facilitations Allah gave in previous scriptures, of them, the easiest of all scripture is going to be this one. You know, like Quran will describe some of the legalities of previous scripture and say, وَيَضَعُ عَنْهُمْ إِصْرَهُمْ وَالْأَغْلَالَ الَّتِي كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ. That Allah will remove from them their burdens and the fetters and chains that used to be on them. Like the law was really heavy on them and they made it even harder for themselves. Quran came to make things the easiest for humanity. Hey guys, you just watched a small clip of me explaining the Quran in depth as part of the Deeper Look series. Studying the Quran in depth can seem like a really intimidating thing that's only meant for scholars. Our job at Bayyinah is to make deeper study of the Quran accessible and easy for all of you. So take us up on that challenge. Join us for this study, the deeper look of the Quran, for this surah and many other surahs on bayyinatv.com under the deeper look section.